Well, there are plenty of mansions to oogle around here. In fact, a new study says the Wasatch Front has the highest share of mansions in their housing stock. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Tim, it's not Beverly Hills or the Hamptons. SmartAsset.com says the Provo-Orem area has a mansion ratio of 2.4%. Provo-Orem also has larger families than the national average, and SmartAsset is counting as a mansion any home with more than 5 bedrooms and 15 rooms total. So, in Utah, a mansion ranges from a large home custom-built on the mountainside for a large family wanting a bedroom for each child to, say, a $19 million spread I just saw for sale near Sundance with a guest house, pool, boathouse, and theater. Ogden, Clearfield, Salt Lake City have 14 mansions for every 1,000 homes. The national average is 5 per 1,000. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio. Well,
I guess by definition, I'm living in a mansion and had no idea, but Utah is the place to be if you love mansions. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center to explain why there are so many here. Mary?
Well, Tim, most cities in the U.S. have 5 mansions per 1,000 homes, but SmartAsset says Provo-Orem has 24 mansions per 1,000 homes, and Salt Lake and Ogden each have 14 per 1,000. Homes aren't just to eat and sleep in anymore. They're gathering places for entertaining and relaxing. And larger LDS families may want a bedroom for each child, plus a playroom, family room, and home teaching room. SmartAsset defines a mansion as having at least 5 bedrooms and 15 rooms total. And Utah has plenty of those types of homes, as well as gorgeous ski lodges and huge lake homes and cabins. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.